What's up, Mother Suckers? Welcome to another episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. I'm never alone.
Mike, I can't believe you remember that one. I'm never alone. The last episode, you forgot.
I'm never alone, Chinese best friend. You're always here.
Yeah.
Are you homeless, Chinese best friend?
Yeah, I am, because I'm always in the background of Michael Blackson.
You are my shadow.
I am your Chinese shadow.
Yes.
You are the Chris Tucker and I am the Jackie Chan.
No, I'm more like I'm Batman, you Robin, motherfucker.
Oh, talking about superheroes, Michael Blackson. Did you hear about that brand new superhero called Clark Kent Jr.?
Who the fuck is that?
Oh, it's a Superman. Nothing important.
What's wrong with him?
What is that called? Clark Kent son is a bisexual. So the new Superman is gonna be gay.
For real? Is that the first gay superhero?
I'm pretty sure there's a few, but we just don't know, like Robin. Batman's probably, but you don't know. You know.
You think Batman is bisexual?
I don't know, Michael Blackson. You're asking the wrong Chinese. What do you think?
I mean, who's the one that wear all them tight clothes? I think like
everyone.
Spider-Man, Batman. Maybe they were bisexual.
Robin, Pinocchio. Who else?
Pinocchio had a nose.
Nose dick. Who else? There's a lot of super. Well, how about in your time, Michael Blackson?
Fuck that Chinese bathroom. What are you wearing? Oh, you know, I know exactly what you're wearing.
Yeah.
My buddy gave that clothes to you. So this one guy, we are going through the airport. All right. So I get to my hotel in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
I'm hanging out. I have a late flight, you know, because, you know, Vegas, you got to check out at like noon or whatever. I have a 6 p.m. flight. So I decided, okay, let me get my bags to the bellman. Let me gamble, go to the mall, go shopping at the Forum Mall, and then I ran into a fan that made clothes.
Oh.
He said, yeah, I make clothes, man. Can I give you something? I was like, sure, man, you can give me something. And he's like, all right. I said, have it? He said, no, I don't have it. He said, can I meet up with you and give it to you? He didn't have it at that moment, and right? So this guy, like, I said, okay. I said, well, here's the phone number. Go get it. I'll be in this whole area. I was near the Forum Mall, whatever. I said, I'll be in this area. Just come back.
Yeah.
When you go get it and call this number, you know, I gave him Grant's number, my homie's number. I said, you know, call him when you're ready, when you have it.
Wow, that's very nice of you, man.
So, now we are ready to go head to the airport. And we called him last minute. I almost forgot about him. I'm like, hey, yeah, we're about to leave. Bring the clothes over. So then he like, okay, he's coming outside. He's waiting outside like 15 minutes. This guy didn't come outside yet. So we like... Yeah. We walked to the taxi cab station.
Wow, that's very nice of you to do all that.
No, like, we about to get the fuck out of here. I'm not waiting for this fucking guy, his goddamn clothing line.
Yeah.
So I hit him. I said, listen, we about to get the taxi, man. He said, I'll be right out. We wait another, like, 10 minutes.
Wow.
I'm like, we don't have time to play games. It's almost time for our flight.
Yeah.
Fuck it. We hop in the taxi.
Yeah.
We had the airport. He called in Grant. I text him. I said, listen, buddy, we waited for you for 20 minutes. We are leaving.
Yeah.
He said, I'm coming to the airport.
What the hell?
He's in a taxi to the airport. I'm like, I think this guy's playing Duck Duck Goose or Hide Go Seek or Catch a Girl, Get a Girl. Right? I'm not sure what kind of fucking games this guy's playing.
Yeah.
I go to the airport, check my bag in. Grant said, Mike, this guy's gonna come. I believe this guy's gonna come. So the guy hit him up and the guy, he ended up coming to the airport. So then he brought the outfit. Okay, so shout out to the guy. What's the name of the clothes again? Let me see what this guy wrote.
Jovan GV.
That's what you said. Shout out to him. Shout out to Jovan GV in Vegas. His Instagram is _ JovenJeff_. So he gave you that whole sweatsuit.
Oh, thank you.
All right, so let me.
That's very nice of you, Mike, to wait.
But
for
he
him
preferred me wearing it, not you, Chinese best friend. So he's probably gonna be pissed at.
Did he know that you're extra small?
No, I have a small. I'm a eventually. Let me see. Turn around. Let me show the suit, okay, Johnny's best friend. Watch your fucking earphone, you fucking. Ah, I see the back is nice. Oh, it's an award tour. Okay, turn around. Let me see the front. Look at that sweatsuit. Yes.
The sweatsuit and my cute face.
And my fucked up feet. All right, there you go, your sweatsuit, motherfucker. Now I'm shouting them out.
Hey, thanks for my sweatsuit, Michael.
It's all yours, man.
It's winter time, Mike. It's really nice of you to give me.
And I'm wearing some fucking. What do you think I'm wearing?
What is that?
Versace, Johnny's best friend.
That's a new Versace line? What is that, 2030?
Nah, this is actually old. I just had it in my closet.
Wow. Their design used to be that. Yeah, we have 1,800 fans today watching the show.
Yeah, we have a whole studio full of people, man. Well, yeah. AKA, I have guests in the house, pretty much. Hey, nigga news.
Oh, okay.
Guess what happened, Chinese best friend?
What happened, Michael Bloxon?
R. Kelly said he's about to start singing in the courtroom.
Woo! Chinese, I can't wait to see that one. Is that pay-per-view?
Chinese best friend is not the singing we're thinking about, okay? He said he about to fucking snitch on every fucking body.
That different kind of singing.
R. Kelly said he was not the only nigga kidnapping and pissing on bitches. All right.
Ooh.
So everybody about to go to jail, motherfucker.
Wow. All
right. Everybody's about to go to jail.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Everybody that ever pissed on anyone, be ready. Be the fuck ready.
Wow. I thought he was gonna sing that. I believe I can fly.
And it, you know what? The thing about it with R. Kelly is like, you know, they say, okay, you know, Bill Cosby, you can go home. Yeah. R. Kelly, you got to stay. They can't let two niggas out at the same time.
Why not? Michael Blackson, they're friends. They like each other.
Well, Chinese best friend. One nigga has to stay. America is not freeing two niggas at the same time, okay? I don't know how you guys do things in China. I don't know if somebody do something wrong, y'all just throw a bag of rice at him and hope, like a whole big bag. I hope now I'm going to lose some Chinese fans. Jeez.
Well, don't worry, Michael Bloxon. They don't.
So earlier we're talking about the gay Batman. Oh no, what's the?
It's the Superman's son.
Superman's son is gay.
It's Clark Kent. What's his name, Mr.
Clark Kent Superman? I don't know what his kid's name.
The son's name. Yeah.
Is it in real life or on a show? Are they making a movie?
I mean, it has to be in real life and the show, Michael.
No, it wasn't because lucky he had on. I saw the picture of him kissing something, and
Robin,
he had like a he had like a whole outfit on.
Yeah, so you know, maybe it's a good thing, Michael Bloxon. You know, it's the new era we live in now. You know, everybody is coming out, and maybe it's good for the world that nobody has to hide their secrets anymore.
Okay, well, good. So now that we have our secret, let's bring our guest in, okay? We ran into her together, Chinese.
Oh, my God. I remember she's the sweetest girl in the world. She
wonderful. I haven't seen her do a stand-up yet, but I know she goes on the road with my guy, D-Ray Davis, and also goes on the road with Patton Oswalt. She's originally from Camden, New Jersey.
Woo, shout out.
We're going to talk about Camden. I got so much history with Camden. She's been doing comedy for about 5 years. Like I said, she tours with D-Ray and Patton Oswalt. Ladies and gentlemen, they give a big welcome to the first black transgender comedian. Am I right? Am I saying this right? Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Pink Fox is in the building, ladies and
Pink
gentlemen.
Pink Fox! Woohoo!
I don't know what kind of fox it is, but it's Pink Fox. But she's wearing all black right now. Because she's coming to the
pink embellishments. What's up? What's going on, y'all?
What's good, Nick?
She sings really good, Michael Blackson. She duet yesterday, Cash song.
Oh yeah, we did we went to a karaoke the other night, and then she was a part of my background singing.
My man, get me right over here. My man, get me right over here. Now look, I respect you, Mike, because I put a coaster down.
Wow.
And you see, nobody else is doing that.
Nobody gives a fuck about
where the fuck
thing.
Did
don't
you give find that poster?
I looked for it.
They are right over there.
Because I care.
People don't give a fuck about your house, man.
They
people
don't care.
Come to your house and don't act like it's an Airbnb. It's not a fucking Airbnb, okay?
Mike, I wash your dishes at the end of the day
Chinese
before I go
friend.
Home.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the
just people in general. People
they're
in
general. Fucking the broke fuckers that I have in my house sometimes that just don't. You go to somebody's house, treat the house like it's your house.
That's right.
You know, this is not a fucking rental. Flash this is where I sleep. This is not even a rent. I own this bitch.
Can I ask you a question about this crib, Mike? It's not fruit in here. Like I thought, like, hey, it's a little fruit, right? Mm-hmm. But it's not as much fruit as I would expect for an African household.
You know what? Because I just got home yesterday. Like, I'm always traveling. I don't have time to do groceries. Yeah. My woman, like, will order some food. I got, like, fucking watermelon. Watermelon is like, I call that shit nigga apples. That's what watermelon, I got watermelon. Before, every nigga has watermelon in their house. Any real nigga. That's because at watermelon to niggas like is our apples.
I feel it.
I call it nigga apples.
I keep pineapple in the crib.
I got pineapples too.
I know I got some in my drink.
Keep the coochie fresh.
There's pineapples in Africa?
Yes, motherfucker. What do you think?
It only come from Hawaii.
No, Chinese best friend.
I never knew.
What kind of fruit you got in your continent?
We have a lot of mangoes.
Star fruit. I love mangoes.
We don't make watermelon in the Philippines.
Y'all don't?
Y'all got star fruit? You got star fruit?
What's the star fruit?
Oh shit! Never mind.
Banana?
No, that's a banana.
A lot of banana. Coconut. We got a lot of coconut.
I love coconut. You have coconuts in the Philippines?
Yeah, my uncle actually. It's a true story. He was walking around and a coconut fell on his head, and he thought it was gonna be disabled for a while.
Did everybody fall on his head? Was there a big coconut or a little coconut?
It's a true story, Michael Buxton. It's a big coconut. Yeah, he hit his head, and then, you know, he still got like a little his left side disability. Coconut almost killed him.
Wow.
Death by coconut. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
I drank a lot of coconut Ciroc one time and almost died. That's close to what happened to you.
Overdose.
Let's get into your career.
For real. Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right. Let's talk about where you came from. Were you born in Camden?
I was.
God damn it, man. Camden. Bro. I have so much history with Camden. I was telling you about Camden. Mm. So I was raised in Philadelphia. Camden is just across the bridge.
Yes.
What? Okay, Camden is like this part of the... Like
Hollywood and Studio City?
No, motherfucker. There's no bridge between here. It's like the... Camden is like... What big city can I compare with? Because Camden is a whole different...
Camden
it's in New
is
Jersey.
Like, I mean, Camden is the NoHo of Philly.
It's
the North Hollywood of Philly.
Right now because when I was in when I was then back in the day, Camden was the Crenshaw and Slauson of Philly. Okay?
Oh, you know what? That's the right direction. Yeah, it's the Crenshaw.
Okay,
it's the Crenshaw and Slauson. It's the Compton of motherfucking.
Is that next to the ocean?
We got water in between.
That's it. So Camden, Camden's not as big as Oakland, but San Francisco is like a really clean place, and then Oakland is like, oh shit. Hold on to your wallet and your wife and your kids.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah. So, Camden is like San Fran to Oakland, going to the bridge. It's like this bridge that takes you over Jersey from Philly. Philly's Pennsylvania. For those who didn't take your, is that a...
History class.
Geography. Motherfucker, history. Chinese best friend. Are you fucking kidding me?
History class. This history.
It's this geography, one. Chinese
it's best geography. Friend. We still exist.
So, Camden. Now, when I was like... 20 years old or whatever, I dated a girl from Camden and she was like 18. Mm-hmm. We actually had a baby that passed away. That was my first child.
Damn.
He passed away at 3 months
old. Sorry to hear
that,
bro.
19?
I was like 19, 20 when I had my first
kid. The baby came out?
Yeah, man. My dick been working for a long time, Chinese best friend.
Shit. Oh, hey, Mike, let's talk about the first time we met.
When the first time I met you?
South Street.
For real? Tell me about that.
Yo.
Because I don't remember.
South Street at?
Yo.
South Street's in Philly. It's like a hangout place where everybody hangs out at.
I was on my way to Ishka Bibbles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's my favorite place I get cheesesteak from.
Yeah.
Did you see my pictures on the wall?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I went to, that's my favorite cheesesteak place. You know, niggas swear by Jim's and all that. Man, Ishka Bibbles is the best one.
There's a reason why Ishka Bibbles is the best one because they take their time. The other places, like, they just throw the shit on there, like, really fast.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're moving too fast. Slow the fuck down. Where did you get their onions from?
They pulled the onion out their ass.
Exactly. You're moving too fast. This ain't no card game. This ain't blackjack, motherfucker. Slow down.
You know what's like Ishka Bibbles in LA? You been to Boo's Philly Cheesesteak?
No.
In Koreatown?
No.
We gotta go
bro,
there, Mike.
I'm gonna take you. Listen, they ship in the Amoroso rolls, Mike.
From Philly.
From Philly. They ship the rolls in, bro. It tastes just like Ishka Bibbles.
We're going
get out of here.
Now.
I swear, they should sue.
Mike, let's go.
It's great.
Who should sue who? Philly should sue them.
Yeah.
Okay. The Koreans are cooking them?
No, it's niggas. But you know.
Oh, Korean.
It's niggas in it. In one
well,
Mexican.
I would be very upset if I go to a cheesesteak place and a fucking Korean is making my fucking cheesesteak.
Why not, Mike?
You never had a Korean?
Would you like to see me make Mickey some fucking fried rice, nigga?
Yeah, why not?
He might like him some kimchi on your steak, bro. That might be good.
No, people will go to your restaurant because it's weird. Yeah.
So we met on South Street. Tell me about that.
We met on South Street, and I have this habit, right? I always thought it was funny to greet celebrities back in the day with, oh, shit, it's such and such. I would do that to everybody. When I met Omarion, when I met everybody back in the day, when I met the Wu-Tang Clan, I smoked a blunt with the Wu-Tang Clan at the Roots Picnic in 2010.
For real? 2010?
Yeah.
You was a youngin'.
I am. I made it backstage, and I smoked a blunt, and I met Meth, and I met Ray and Ghost. And Ray's brother Ice, and they were so nice to me. Yo, this is before, you know, anything. I was like just trying to make it. I was doing music back then, and they showed me so much love. And Meth was like, "Hey, yo, son, you look like one of them Young Money niggas, son." And they were smoking the blunt. I was like, "Can I hit that?" And it was like, "Yeah." Then they let me hit the blunt. I was like, "Damn, I smoked with the Wu-Tang Clan."
Damn, you know what? I was backstage at the club called Dre's in Vegas, and well, nah, it's not even the first time I saw Wiz Khalifa. Every time I see this guy,
yeah.
After I see Wiz Khalifa, I have to act like I'm already high. So if I don't, this nigga's gonna try to get me high. So yeah. I remember he got me high at a club in LA one time, and next I was not, you know, he didn't get me high. Let me take that back. He made me smoke.
You smoke weed, Mike?
I'm not a smoker. He made me smoke, but I didn't inhale, right?
Yeah,
I got high once. I was in Africa. Cheating, I got high in Africa once. Yeah. I never get high again. I don't know how y'all motherfuckers do that shit. I just wanted that shit to be over.
I bought you weed, Mike. I didn't
well,
know you didn't
give
smoke.
It to this Chinese motherfucker.
You smoke?
Okay?
What kind of weed?
Hey, does can somebody bring me my book bag? Oh. No, fentanyl. What, nigga?
Well, the last guest we had, they said that there's fentanyl in weed now.
Not in the weed I get. My weed is grown and given to me fresh off the farm.
Hell yeah, I'll take it.
So, Wiz Khalifa, right?
Yeah.
Thanks, Grant. Thanks
Thank
for giving
you,
it back.
Oh my God, that's a pound of weed.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I'll show you. Appreciate I got a couple that, jars Grant. In here. It's not crazy.
So my he saw me and give me a smoke, and I'm like, I don't like be disrespectful. You know, if a rapper offer you weed,
yeah,
you got you, it's you like Snoop offer me weed all the time. That's not wrong. But I was smoking, I don't hail it. So I'm letting y'all niggas know right now, I'm wasting your fucking weed. Stop giving me that shit, okay? Because I'm not inhaling that shit and putting that shit in my fucking brain. I forget what the fuck who I am. I'm going to think I'm light-skinned and start doing light-skinned shit.
I just want you to smell it. The whole shit ain't for y'all.
Oh, I thought he...
No, I'm going to give you one of the jars, but not, you know.
So then I see him again in Vegas backstage at Dre's. And as soon as he pulled the weed out, I'm like, nigga, I'm already fucked up, dog. Yo, dog, this shit. I just smoked some crazy shit, dog. It had everything in it. Crack cocaine, nigga. I'm fucked, my nigga. You know what I mean, dog? I had everything, man. Weed on weed, no weed, some weed.
Hilarious.
Nigga, I had, and he let me go. I'm like, thank you, Jesus. And I just went back to being regular again.
You know my favorite part about meeting you for the first time, bro?
What?
Yeah, what is it?
And then my favorite part was that he had a bad bitch with. No, I'm just bullshitting. I don't want to get Mike in trouble.
How many?
That
had?
Was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
He's
was,
not
she
responsible
was,
for yeah, that.
Listen, my girl don't care.
You
about
ever
that
see
shit.
Somebody and got to pull your glasses down to get a better look, nigga?
Was she black?
Like, yeah, she was black.
Oh, okay, I think I know who you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, oh.
She had a. Okay, I know yeah, who you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know who you're talking about.
But you know what? When I met Mike, he didn't. The accent wasn't mad thick.
It was thicker?
It wasn't thick.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, this nigga's from Philly.
But I've been in Philly like since, you know, when I got to Philly, you wasn't even born. I moved to Philly in 19, summer of 89.
Oh,
that's a long
wow.
time.
Very long time. We born like what?
90.
See?
Holy crap.
I got an outfit older than you.
Is it this?
I think that's it. That's the 1990 Versace collection he's wearing today.
That shit is a fly Versace. Ass pajama set.
Yeah.
Fuck with this shit.
It's official, mother sucker. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you mother suckers. Me and D-Ray Davis are like homies. We started out around the same time. We've made so much money together. We've toured. We've done so many tours together. Our most recent tour we're on right now is the Martin Lawrence tour. And,
yes.
You know, when I'm on tour with D-Ray, you know, D-Ray is like the nigga with the ego, right?
Yeah.
Egotistical D-Ray. That's what I call him. I hope you listen, D-Ray. He ain't listen to my podcast.
Hey, D is nothing like
I
that.
Think he does
D is, he's a down-to-earth brother.
Here's the reason why I call him that, because if I'm on a show with D-Ray, D-Ray wants the hell on the show. He want to let the world know that he's the headliner. I'm like, D-Ray, I don't give a fuck. Like, less work for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Dean Ray is that motherfucker, but the thing about it, he delivers.
He does.
It's been comedians that's went on after me, and whether they've been booed or they struggled, Dean Ray goes. And because when I go on stage, my shit is like a bunch of one-liners, you know, and it's like joke after joke after joke after joke after joke.
Attack, Mike.
Right. So when you go, what D-Ray does that's so smart, some other comedians around do is try to like feed up my energy and try to, if you can't feed up my energy and take it high than I had him,
yeah,
it's not going to work. D-Ray is so smart, D-Ray will bring the crowd back to him and then he'll pick them back up.
Wow.
He'll go on stage. You know what go on stage and know what to say and do to bring them motherfuckers to his level, and then he'll take them to where he want to be. Shout out to D-Ray. And wow. Like I said, he's the only guy, one of the few guys that goes on after me and still will give a good show. Because on the Martin tour, he wants a headline. I'm like, hey, go, you know, it's all you, my nigga.
Let me tell you something. Being on the road with D, we did 6 shows in Ontario. We did 5 sold-out shows in San Antonio. And we did 11 sold-out shows in D.C. at the D.C. Improv that we just got back from last Monday, or the Monday that just passed. It's refreshing. And it's also a hell of a learning experience to be able to go out with somebody so strong on stage that's been doing it for so long, because I'm just picking up gems.
Yes.
And every time I'm on stage with bro, I mean, it's amazing. And I feel really honored to be able to go out with him and do what I do and to be respected as a fellow comedian. It's really cool, man.
That's dope. And you've been, how long you been on the road with him?
This just happened like a month, like 2 months.
Wow. So are you going to be as regular? I mean, are you like, is it try and error? Is he trying you out?
You know what? I just go with the flow. When I get that text message, I roll out. Dope. I know that he just told me we're coming to Phoenix together. But D's on a whole thing. It's called the Here to Help Tour. And what it is we bring couples on stage at the end of the show. So I'll go up and host. And then a very funny comedian by the name of Morgan J will go up, and he plays guitar and sings and does comedy.
I heard him yesterday.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He was there yesterday?
He was playing the guitar.
What the fuck? That wasn't him.
No, that wasn't him. That was somebody else.
Oh, Chinese best friend. What the fuck's wrong with you?
Some guy was playing the guitar.
He wasn't that motherfucker.
Do we all look alike to you? No, I'm just bullshit. So,
not you. It was somebody else.
Person. You got to see Morgan. No, Morgan is good. And then Morgan will go up, and then D will go up and do his thing. And then at the end of D's set, he'll bring us back on. And what he does is he buys couches at every city, and he'll bring the couches on. And then he'll have these cards, and the cards you gotta write like the issues that you have with your partner. Mm-hmm. And then we'll pull up like 2-3 couples on stage and try to help them work through the issue. We call it comedic couples counseling.
Couples retreat.
Yeah, it's dope. It's really fun.
And then what the fuck happened to them couches after the show?
He auctions them off. He raffles them actually
on stage.
Yeah, he raffles them at That's the end, funny. And he gives them to somebody that bought tickets. They just give them away.
Wow.
Yeah, so you might end up with a furniture set. You come to see him.
Go see D-Ray's show and bring a U-Haul truck.
Yeah. Come after, and you know, after the weekend is done, the whatever the venue is, will give the option to come and pick it up. And yeah.
So let's get to the main. So you are pretty much the first.
Okay, so I don't know if I'm the first black transgender comedian. However, there's another comedian that says that they're transgender, and that I look up to as an elder, with no disrespect at all, Flame Monroe.
Okay.
Yeah, and Flame is dope.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about Flame.
Flame is dope. But as I know Flame, in the conversation that Flame and I had, Flame when Flame gets off stage, you know, she goes back to being who she is.
And what is that?
Which is, she's, you know, Flame said to me one time, when I get off stage, I take this wig off and I'm Marcus. That's Flame's name.
Oh.
So I would say, I don't really know if, you know, I know back in the day, Flame told me that Flame was a full-blown, was living every day like this. But then they had kids and now they're kind of like, they just do it for stage or whatever. And I don't know. I don't know how far that goes, because Flame does have breasts. So I'm not entirely sure, but I do know that Flame's material doesn't really resonate with the trans community as a whole, because it kind of goes against, you know, like I've sat and listened to some of the content, and I didn't agree with some of it as well. But I do respect the fact that Flame has been around for a very long time and fought for the right for me to go on stage and address and really be who I am. So with no disrespect intended, I just don't know if they would categorize themselves as trans. I know that that's the move right now.
So Flame would be Flame, and then when she get upstairs, she's Marcus.
Yeah, that's what Flame said to me. So I don't know, but you know.
What do Flames, so she removes, she
takes the wig off.
And then put a dick on? I'm confused.
No, no, not the dick on, but like, you know, Flame has kids. I think Flame just wants to be a good father. Oh. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's like, Flame just wants to be a good father for their kids. So they kind of like put this shit on the back burner. You know what I mean?
Do the kids know that daddy is a mother on stage?
Yeah, I'm sure they got Netflix.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
But I respect it. I don't disrespect it at all. You know, I respect any elder comedian, you know, but I resonate actually with my community. My community is they enjoy how I speak of them, and I consider myself one of them. And I live every day like this. If you ever see me out and about, I'm always me. Okay. You'll never see me like, this is my hair. This is my, I grew these titties. I got a fat ass. This is always me. So when you see me, I'm me always. She, her, hers. I'm never going to go against my community for the sake of jokes or just trying to be cool with anybody. And I try to represent my community in the best way possible and really just be a mediator between those in my community and the comedy community so that we can just kind of express what it is that we're feeling and educate those who want to be educated. You know, I'm not trying to force anything on anyone, but I am who I am, and I'm proud that I could put that on my back and run with it.
All right, me, I'm totally not educated when it comes to transgender. I have no clue. I don't know what, a transgender is.
Yeah, it's just someone that's born assigned a different thing at birth is what they identify as, you know? And that could be female, male, or non-binary. So, you know, I was assigned male at birth, right? For those wondering, I was assigned male at birth. But I identify as female, so I'm she, her, hers. That's what, when people see me, you know, they usually say she because I have the ability to, you know, it's called passing privilege, where people just assume, oh, that's a woman, and they don't really give me any strife, like any type of strife about it.
Okay, because so that's what you feel.
Right, well, that's how I present, and, you know, more than anything, somebody just be like, oh, that's a lesbian, which is true, you know, so that's just kind of like, that's how I roll, you know. Others in the trans masculine situation would be someone assigned female at birth, but who identifies as a male, you know what I mean? And they got
so when I met you in Philly, was you...
No, I hadn't transitioned yet, Mike. You met me, you met the original me.
And who was that?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? What do you mean?
The first person I met, was
you
it
have
still...
a picture with
Michael It's me. No, we didn't take a photo.
Was you Pink Fox then?
No, I wasn't Pink Fox then. But what it's called is, see, there's a thing called the dead name. And a dead name is the name that someone has at birth that doesn't identify with who they are now. And so you never really release your dead name. That's just something you don't do. Like, it's a Superman Clark Kent situation. Oh. So I'm Pink Fox, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's me. But if you see me off stage, I'm Celine. That's my name. I'm Celine, you know? But as far as my old name and all that shit's concerned, I would never go into that. Yeah, because that's not who I am.
Even though that's what's on your ID, that's not who you are.
No, it's not on my ID. My ID.
You changed your name.
Yeah, my name is. I got all my legal shit's done.
Wow. So you're Celine now.
Yeah, I'm Celine. Celine. Yeah, Celine.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's me.
So how long did it take you to realize that you're not who you thought you were?
For a lot of people, they say that it's in childhood. I knew immediately.
When you was born?
I knew at 4. When you really realize who you are. I was in preschool.
So you were just faking it just because of society?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you the story. So what happened was, I was in school. I was in pre-K, and I was playing with my girlfriends, right? Playing double dutch, things that we do. And my homegirl was like, oh, I have a crush on this boy. Let's call him Timmy. I don't know if that was really his name because I'm 30. So she goes... Mm-hmm. I like Timmy. I'm going to tell Timmy I want to be his girlfriend or whatever. And me being bold, I was like, oh, he's cute. I'm going to make him my boyfriend. So immediately I stepped to Timmy and I was like, hey, I like you. You're cute. You should be my boyfriend, whatever. Timmy goes, ew, no, you're a boy. That hit me like a brick because before that point, nobody had told me that. I was just able to be who I was.
Damn.
You know what I mean? Wow. So I went home to my family and I said, hey, this guy called me a boy, and I'm sad because I'm not a boy, and what are you talking about? And then, you know, my family was like, but you are. And I was like, what are you talking about? You know, I didn't know. And and so more than anything, it's just what your brain identifies itself as, right? Because we're really just the sum of what our brain chemistry is, right? And I just didn't know. Like, the four-year-old me saw no difference in me and Lil Tasha.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was just what it was. And this is who I was, and I identified with her, and I was feminine. But then from that moment on, it becomes a defense mechanism, Mike, where you're just trying to emulate what it means to be a man or a boy out of safety, out of not trying to be ridiculed by people. You just don't want to be ridiculed. And so I found myself imitating and trying to be like more than anything. And that's, I think, where my comedy came from, because my mother, I had a single mom, so my dad's a gangster. My dad went to jail when I was a kid. My dad did, you know, my dad was upstate. So I used to visit my dad in federal prison.
What, Gratisford?
Gratisford, yeah. My dad was in Gratisford. Damn, Mike, for real, you
Come
know?
Come on, man. I'm Philly. Yeah, anyway. All bad, the Philly niggas bad. Are in prison at Gratisford.
Was that where you got locked up with Kevin Hart, Michael Blockson?
No, we did not kill anybody else.
No, over there? Oh,
No. When we got locked up, we was in a car that belonged, some registration shit. We ended up being in a holding cell in Jersey. We was on our way to New York from Philly.
But you know, Gratisford is a maximum security.
It is. Gratisford ain't no joke.
It's a like maximum security. So
all the killers from Philly are there.
Yeah, so my dad was up there. And
did he kill
know,
somebody?
I don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
You know,
I'm sorry.
You know the code, nigga?
You have a killer daddy. Go ahead.
Yeah. So so my dad's a gangster. I say this on stage. My dad's not a saggy pants gangster. My father's a suit and tie gangster. You see, I'm Italian, Puerto Rican, and black. So my dad's Italian, Puerto Rican. And that's where that comes from. So
Michael Blackson has a movie called Coney Montana.
I saw that. I saw
you're Italian.
You seen Coney Montana?
I did see Coney Montana.
Yeah, you're Italian there, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
He's
Mike.
Fucking Cuban. I was an African. Oh. I was an African gangster, Johnny's best friend.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
I've seen all the shit, Mike.
You seen Repo?
I seen Repo, man. I seen you jumping up and down.
I'm
going to
bring
possessed.
That nigga back dead and alive with balls in my hands. Two coffees to go, please. Bitch, you look like me.
Yo, the bitch you look like me was my favorite line.
Oh, that was Leslie Jones.
That was funny as shit. Shout out to Big Les.
Yes.
Big Les. But yeah, bro. So you know, I had a single mom growing up for the most part until she got married. And that was only for like 5 years. But she used to drop me off at the barber shop and just let me be at the shop. So I was the kid. I was running to the store, running errands. Getting paid for like, yo, give me a bag of chips, give me a soda, all this shit, to try to get.
Always been a hustler.
Yeah, so I went, you know, but that was how I was getting like my guy shit, and that's how I became funny, because you know what they do with the shop, they roast.
Yeah.
They roast. I roast the shit out of you, and my mom was attractive, you know, so I wasn't, you know, who I was. They was a young boy with the mom with the fat ass. That's what they used to say to me. So I had to, you know, I had to defend myself.
So I mean, during those time before you realize who you was you get a lot of, was you fucking bitches?
I still fuck bitches.
Even though you know you're a woman.
Women fuck women, don't they?
That is true.
That's right.
So now they got.
I'm a lesbian with a real dick. I'm blessed. This dick is BPA free.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
That's
a
right.
Lesbian with a real dick. That's dope.
Yeah, it's nice. It's cool.
That's every lesbian's girl's dream, to have a real lesbian with a dick. Because then y'all don't have to go looking for dildos.
Yeah.
You know how much money you're saving on fucking batteries?
Yeah, I'm saving a lot of money on batteries. I deserve a deal from Duracell.
Energizer's going to go bankrupt.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to fuck them all up.
Yeah, but if you're feeling that, if you know that you're a woman, would you want to be with a man as well?
No, I don't like men. I'm not attracted to men.
Damn. That's the coolest transgender on earth.
Yeah.
Thank you, bro.
We both like the same things. Pussy.
Yeah, real shit.
I'm gonna hang with you then.
But I think that's why everybody fucks with me.
Yeah, cause you like pussy. You know, like you like. I don't like dick.
Because you know what? In that moment, you have to see that that's kind of like a teaching moment, right? Just me being myself. Because just because you're trans, it doesn't mean that you like men. That's not what that means. That means you identify as female. You identify how you identify, right? Whatever you're attracted to, that's sexual identity. Gender identity and sexual identity are two different things. My gender identity is female. My sexual identity is lesbian because I date and like women. That's what I fuck with, right? And they fuck with me. And, you know, and I got some bad ones.
Some bad bitches.
I got some bad ones, Mike.
With vaginas.
Yes, all day long.
Wow. How you feel about Dave Chappelle?
Yeah. I love Dave. Let me tell you what about Dave. So if you watch The Closer on Netflix and you watch the credits, you'll see me in a picture with Dave.
Oh, for
and
real?
I don't know if y'all pan the photos and shit, but me, Anderson .Paak, Dave's wife, all in a photo together in the credits of The Closer. So I fuck with Dave.
That's dope, man.
And he was very nice to me, very gracious. And, you know, I got nothing but respect for him. He's an elder in the comedy community. And although his views are a bit askew, I would love to add the opportunity to just, you know, further educate him or give him a different perspective.
Mm-hmm. His views are a little skewed because he don't understand.
I think that, you know, it's a deeper thing to it. Being black, African American men. Mm-hmm. I think that there is a history of lack of understanding of the LGBTQIA community within that community, and because of that, there are microaggressions, macroaggressions, violence, and things like that.
I mean, because I know, you know, with everybody being proud and coming out and letting everybody know who they are now, that, I mean, we go back to the 90s, and mind you, I'm sure women were feeling this way in the 80s and 90s, too. They just had a, they just kept it to themselves. Is that what happened?
Well, I think that there was a, there's an amount of, you know, there's an amount of oppression that happens when anyone is different, right? Yeah. And those protections happen through organizing and marching and displays of, hey, we're being mistreated over here, so we need representation to help us make it past this. So, like, since Stonewall, you know, we've been fighting for that equality. And I think the thing that the special lacks, in short, is the viewpoint of the black transgender. You know, it's more about white people and white transness more than it is being black. And then that within itself is a bit of erasure, which, once again, I'm not saying was on purpose. I'm just saying that I understand, because he literally says in the special, my problem is not with the transgender community. Mm-hmm. It's with white people. But the thing about that is, before he recorded that and before he said that on stage, he said that to me when I met him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Did he know where you was?
He knew exactly. I met Dave. He said, you're Pink Fox. I've heard great things about you. Because I'm friends with Jeff Ross. You
think
know, I know
the LGBT community is going to ever forgive Dave?
I think that there needs to be an understanding of where Dave is coming from and why Dave feels the way he feels. And then I also need there to be an understanding of what it means to be a comedian.
Right.
Because if we look at people like George Carlin, there's always someone who's raising a finger and saying, hey, wait a minute, the societal norm, when broken down, makes me feel like this, and this is what's going on with this and that. And even Lenny Bruce, the societal norm back then was to be segregated and to treat black people a certain type of way. He stood up against that, you know. And because of that, he was jailed many times on stage for just stating his opinion in a vulgar way, albeit, but still. So I think that going against the status quo, even though the status quo at this point is making sure that people are not being mistreated or oppressed just for their identities, there's still this one man standing up and saying, I have a problem with this, and this is why. And it's less of a, go ahead, Mike.
But what I mean, what happened to freedom of speech, though? Like, what you could talk about, I thought that's what made America great. You talk about whatever you want to talk about, regardless of what it is. Yeah. And especially being a comic, I never thought that we should be comedians at the end of the day. You know, it's our job to just make fun of anything that we want to make fun of.
I understand that. But let me ask you a question.
Right.
Where's the line between freedom of speech and hate speech?
Okay, that is true. Definitely, I agree to that.
Because if there was a Nazi comedian and he was spewing all this hatred for who he doesn't like, would we still have the same or extend the same graciousness to him for just being himself?
But Dave's not saying he don't like them, right?
But the one thing that was conflicting to me, and which helped me understand that Dave still lacked an understanding fully, was that he said the phrase, trans women are women, and then proceeded to call himself a TERF, which is a trans exclusionary radical feminist, whose slogan is, trans women are not women. You can't have both.
Oh, okay. So, okay. And that's the part you don't like, because you're a trans woman, you're a woman.
That was the part, yes. And that was the part, in my eyes, and that was the part that I understood at that moment when he said, I believe trans women are women, and then turned around and said, I'm a TERF. I said, oh, okay, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
What the fuck you mean by I'm a TERF?
TERF is a trans exclusionary radical feminist. So there's a branch of feminists that don't believe trans women are women, that feel like trans women are infringing on their rights as women and occupying spaces in which they deem sacred, as in the restroom and dressing rooms and things like that. And they don't want that, right? They think that these are just men with dresses on. They don't give that same understanding because of their reasoning and their feelings toward our community. And once he aligned himself with that, I think that's really what struck a chord in our community, where they said, wait a minute, you're calling yourself a TERF? I think that was louder than him saying that trans women are women.
Okay.
Because it's two conflicting opinions, you know?
Yeah, I said, all this is new to me. I'm totally uneducated when it comes to this whole gay life and LGBTQ. Did I forget any letter?
IA, but that's you don't have to say
IA
all that.
What's IA for?
Intersex and asexual.
Jesus Christ, a lot more coming out.
When did the letters came out? Like,
so here's the thing. So as we identify more branches within our community and really define what it means to be who we are, because there are so many different variations of a queer person or someone that is just not heteronormative, that we're working our best to make sure everyone feels represented and identified properly. And no one wants to feel as though they've been dropped by the wayside.
Will a bitch ass nigga be imported to LGBTQ?
No, but I'll inquire about that for you, Mike. We'll put BAS
LGBTQIB. I might be an LBJ. I'm a bitch ass nigga. I don't like to fight. I don't argue. You know.
No, same. You
know. Okay.
I like to say this on stage. I say, I might be a bitch nigga, but ain't no bitch nigga. You understand? So, you know, it's just a whole thing.
Do you guys have a meeting every week?
No, there is no meeting every week per se that I go to, but there are meetings and we do organize. And I think that's one of the things about the LGBTQIA community that is different. We have everyone from every nationality pushing for one goal.
Oh.
Can you name another movement like that?
It's the best movement I've ever heard.
What's up, Marasokas? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Mother Sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe. It's free. So go do it. Right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday. All right. So there is where that phrase, the word dyke came from. Do you have, what is a dyke?
I think back in the day that was just derogatory. It was just derogatory for a butch lesbian.
Is it like a nigga?
Yeah, kind of. I don't know if it's nigga, but it's darky.
Oh, okay.
That's something that I think we have the conversation a little bit with regard to turf.
Yeah.
As it relates to sports, okay? Trans women that want to compete against heteronormative women in athletics.
Okay, cisgender women is what you're talking about. No, it's cool. So I was having a conversation with Fallon Fox. You know who Fallon Fox is? Fallon Fox was the first transgender MMA fighter. I literally just talked to Fallon before I left for my flight to DC. Right, so we all talk. Most of us talk. If you live in Hollywood or you in LA, or you've made some sort of headline, we know each other. That's the thing. So I was talking to Fallon, and Fallon was like, "I said, what you think of the special?" She didn't approve. And then I gave her my experience with Dave.
With the closer.
Yeah, the closer. Okay. And I gave her my experience with Dave personally. And then she also brought up a segment in which Bill Burr didn't refer to her by name, but called her a dickless man. And and I just had to say, because I know Bill too, and Bill's very friendly to me, and he knows.
So she's a trans. She's born a woman.
Yeah, no, born AMAB, assigned male at birth.
But why is dickless? What do you mean?
Well, because I guess he was just trying to be funny, man.
Oh, I thought did she remove?
No, I don't know what she has in her pants.
Oh, you don't ask?
No, I didn't ask. But that's not what makes you trans. It has nothing to do with that. It's a brain chemistry situation.
So you could have both, even.
You can have anything.
So when
you
is
have
when
both, it's intersexed.
Oh, that's the other letter you just put in there.
Yeah,
right?
That's the I.
Intersex?
Yeah.
Intersex.
So you're going to tell somebody, hey, you're not supposed to be intersex. It's wrong to be intersex.
Exactly.
If you're born with a penis. Right. Yeah, you're born like that. What the fuck?
Damn.
So it's a lot of lack of understanding. You want to know the truth is, man, so my management reached out to me and they wanted me to write something on how I feel about the whole situation. And I've been really hesitant and slow to speak about it. But, I blame slavery. I blame slavery as in the attack on black masculinity and the slowed or lack of understanding of the LGBTQIA. Because for many years, after being oppressed for 400, it was any type of weakness was deemed as counterproductive, especially dealing with things like Black Wall Street. Especially dealing with things coming out of slavery and trying to grow as a people and gain our respect in society, in the society we've been kidnapped into. You know what I mean? I think that's the issue within itself lies in understanding what it really means to be suppressed as a culture, not allowed to grow, and then forcing the growth. And now all of a sudden, not all of a sudden, but years later, wanting everyone to understand everything immediately. There needs to be a little bit of grace given. You know, I was speaking to a white trans woman and who I consider a friend of mine, and she was discussing with me her disdain for Dave Chappelle and everything he stood for, and then also discussing with me her issue with the violence against trans women in the black community. You know, a lot of
Is there a lot of violence?
Yeah, a lot of murders. A lot
How come
of murders.
We don't hear about them?
Because you're not looking for it.
For real. Mm. Now, why is that violent?
Sure you, I'm sure you've heard
of this. I've heard. I had a, are you familiar with Star? Is that her name?
Star? Yeah. I don't know her, but
she was in a show.
She was, yeah, she came over here. And Star has like the whole, you know, she of course she's a she.
Yeah.
You know, but of course she was also born something else.
Right.
And she has titties and very, you know, Chinese breathroom. You didn't even couldn't tell. You just bred her like, fuck her.
No, Michael Bloxham.
Chinese, I asked you, was you gonna?
Yeah, if I was single.
Yes, you said if you're single, you would date her because you
because
had no
you
idea.
You asked me 8 times.
What do you mean? You just ready to fuck the shit out of Star.
Chinese best friend. A mouth is a mouth, right? Fuck it, right? Yeah.
But anyway, of course, till you find out that she, you know, she was, she still has.
That's
a
what
penis.
Bothered you.
She still, had a dick, and then you didn't.
You know the thing about that. I'm glad you said that, Mike. The craziest thing, the thing that you brought up, the attraction within itself is a natural attraction to someone perceived as female to you, right? But then when you find out that this person is transgender, a lot of the time they don't take it as graciously as you. A lot of the time, anger follows that.
Right.
And then violence.
Right.
And then if you let it
because
happen.
Because you feel like you've been bamboozled.
Well, not even that, bro. I think for the most part, the anger in yourself feeling ashamed that you found this person attractive. And as people know, in marginalized communities like the hood or the ghetto, you're as tough as you are, your strength determines your life longevity. Right? So if you've been fucking with Sheila and Sheila is a trans woman and she's been fucking you and sucking your dick for a year, but then the homies
they're
find
balls.
Out.
Don't forget the balls.
Yeah, they lick balls. Okay. Everybody licks balls. Well, not me, but you know. Not women that like men lick balls. Anyway, so they find out that you've been dealing with this person and now all of a sudden the hood is calling you a bitch.
Yeah.
And you might have a hustle going. You might sell drugs or you might be into whatever you into, just try to make ends meet or just try to stay alive. Shit. And now people thinking that you weak and now they're going to turn on you, try to kill you because of who you love. You understand? And there's so many cases of homicides against trans women was because that someone found out that they were being dealt with romantically. And then that person they were dealing with romantically went back and killed them for fear of people finding out their business. That's the problem. And that's a lot of the issue, man.
Wow.
So isn't it because of that? Shouldn't it be that trans job to let the person she's fucking with know?
No, they know. They already know. They're 100%
all these
in the
niggas know,
know
they're fucking
yes,
the trans.
Yes, the guys know. It's that they don't want their boys to find out.
Wow.
You know how many times, like, bro, I'm dressed like this because I'm a comedian. I'm dressed like a comedian today. Mm-hmm. I wear dresses and skirts and heels. I'm a bad bitch. Underneath all this black and motherfucking leather, I look good, nigga. You know what I mean? And so I've had men hit on me a million times. I got guys trying to
Well, I'm not. I didn't find you to be that cute.
Well, all right, Mike. Well, you neither, nigga. You know, I don't prefer niggas in pajama pants. but real shit, though, you know, people find you attractive. They will say something oftentimes. And even once you tell them that you're trans, a lot of people really just don't care. And I think the freedom to be who you are is really all that matters.
That is true.
You know? You should
freedom to be who you are.
Yeah.
And you can because you cannot help it. You can't help it. It's just who you are. Now with Star, you know, she's more of a girly girl feeling. That's why she got the makeup and the hair and that stuff.
Right.
You more like on a chill, different type. I mean,
I should be chilling, man.
You fuck bitches.
I fuck bitches, yeah.
She fuck niggas.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So, you know, and that's the difference.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's the difference, exactly.
So why is that? She feels like she's a woman, or she knows she's a woman.
She's a woman, yeah.
She's a woman, right?
Yeah.
And that's what she feels.
Mm-hmm.
Even though she has a penis, she still rather because she feels like a woman. She rather fuck a man with a dick.
Right. She likes dick. That's just you just boil it down to that.
She likes dick. Oh, okay. But you, on the other hand, you still feel you are a woman. But you prefer bitches.
I do.
So everybody's just different.
Everybody's different.
Yeah. Oh, see, transgender is not all about trying to. Right, you see?
Or like Caitlyn Jenner only likes girls.
Yeah, but Caitlyn is not a good representation of our community in that Caitlyn aligns themselves with Republican values and also doesn't really allow anyone to be who they are. Kind of one of those what's good for me is not good for you.
Caitlyn had a boyfriend. I saw the picture. Remember the picture of that guy he was holding hands with? Remember that black guy's holding hands when they tried to put the Photoshop my face on that guy's fit body? Remember?
Caitlyn?
Are you sure? Bruce, motherfucker.
I thought he likes girls only.
Caitlin. No. Do you know much about Caitlin?
You know, the only thing I know about Caitlin is that we don't really align with Caitlin's views. Caitlin's more on some like, and you know what? Regardless of my disagreement with Caitlin's views on being trans, mm-hmm. I would never misgender Caitlin by calling Caitlin by her dead name. Her dead name would be that of Bruce. I would never call Caitlin he, because that would also be going against what Caitlin has identified.
See, I don't know Chinese definitely. We have to take our studies on transgender.
It's kind of good that what happened to, you know, the Netflix special, it kind of bring awareness to the world.
I do like that, and that's one of the things that I think is good about the special.
Yeah.
The conversation needs to happen, and there mm-hmm. there should be more of a why. Is there such a lack of understanding coming from this particular community toward this particular subject? What is it about it? In the piece that I'm writing right now, and you know what? I'm gonna be honest with you, Mike. I didn't want to write anything because I hang out with you guys. I hang out with D. I'm on the road with D. Everybody knows Dave. I'm around Dave when I go to different things. I don't want to be looked at like, I'm going against the grain or that's the one that, you know, like I really don't fuck with people. I respect everybody as a comedian and I love everybody as a comedian, and it's for the simple fact that we're all family out here just trying to make people laugh and bring people together. Mm-hmm. However, the lack of understanding and the lack of knowledge in the special when it's being brought forth to a mass of people does incite an amount of feelings that you know, make you feel like, well, he's picking on us. Mm-hmm. You know, he doesn't really like us. He doesn't care about us. Look at it. He's saying all kinds of wild shit about us, you know? But what I wrote is, you go back to slavery, man, you think about...
What if he just chose that community because, for a reason, it brings more attention to him and, you know, it makes him the star that he was because he touching stuff that people are afraid to touch.
I think, you know, it's funny. I thought about that. And I think that could be a potential, too, for the subject. Or if you dive deeper into it as an art form, here's a man who really just wants to understand and he just wants to express, right or wrong, his opinions. And I'm not saying that he's right, but I am saying that
I'm gonna send Star over there to give him some pussy.
That's which funny. One?
Star. That was on our show.
To give who?
Dave Chappelle some pussy.
I don't think he would accept.
She doesn't have pussy.
He wouldn't know the difference.
Star might actually have pussy. You never know.
No, she don't. She's still on the dick.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But there is, you know, there are trans women that do, though, however.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one.
Yeah, it's handcrafted.
How do you feel about Netflix suspending 6 LGBTQ?
They didn't do that.
They didn't, right?
They did not? No, they didn't do that. Yeah, that was
it's
cap.
It's on freaking...
Chinese, you got your fucking Ghana news. Where you fucking get your information Yahoo. From?
They said that was... Netflix came out and said that was false. And really? I believe Netflix.
That was a fake news?
Yeah, I think it was fake news. Unless I heard from someone... Specifically,
like what, TMZ?
I guess I don't know. You know, the one thing I try not to do is speak on stuff I don't know.
There's a thing, and I'm here to get educated. So mm-hmm. I know before I leave today, I want to let's go over each alphabet. Are you familiar with all the alphabet?
Yes, I know all of it.
Let's go one by one and tell us what each one is. But those who are out there who don't know what those alphabets mean, and I mean, they are learning about the whole alphabet from Dave Chappelle. Not a nigga to learn from, okay?
No, that's the point.
So let's learn it from a real person that's experienced those things. You know, let's start from, you know.
L. It's a lesbian.
Okay, what is a lesbian?
A lesbian is a woman who likes women.
Lesbian. My sister is a lesbian.
What's her number?
Oh, she's in a relationship.
Damn.
Yeah.
B.
Okay.
Bisexual. No, it's LGBTQIA.
LBG, for goodness gracious, Michael Blackson, all this time we forgot the B.
Yeah, we
B isn't bisexual, LBG. No. Bisexual means that you're attracted to both, male and female.
That was LGBT.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, say again?
That's bisexual. Bisexual means you're attracted to male and female.
Okay, bisexual.
Right. LGBT.
So mostly girls, that too? Mostly girls or... There's a lot of boys there. So mostly girls.
There are a lot of men that are bisexual, actually. Oh. But there's a stigma against men being bisexual.
They don't talk about it.
No, the issue is that they face ridicule. Mm. Imagine being bisexual and enjoying men and women, but there's a stigma against you if you enjoy men. You have a hard time dating women now because you also like men. So you would have to keep
Isn't
that
being greedy?
I don't know, nigga. Do you like...
I like one.
You like burgers and fries, motherfucker?
Yeah,
is it called being greedy?
Yeah, that's
a very it's two parts question. Of a meal. Shit.
Okay, so we got the lesbian and women that likes women.
Right.
And sometimes, and so some of those women that like women, are some of them like, do some of them feel like they are men?
That's gender identity. We're getting into gender identity.
Oh, we didn't get to that letter yet.
No, we're discussing sexuality. Okay.
Yeah,
right,
we're discussing sexuality.
We added that last week, right? Right. Or, I mean, are we a month ago or 2 years?
No. It's been a long time. Oh. Chinese best friend. Chinese best friend, the movement, Stonewall was in the 70s. Chinese best friend.
Wow. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, so we're LB. Now let's go to G.
G's gay.
Okay.
You know what gay is.
I have a brother.
Right, explain. Maybe I might not know.
Also. Gay is a man who likes men.
Uh-huh. And so gay is only men. It's not women.
No, gay is men. Yeah.
Men.
Lesbian is women.
But
that term, that term gay has been an umbrella term. People have used it as an umbrella term to describe both lesbians and gays. But
the whole world, yeah.
But it does, yeah, it does overshadow lesbians. So
lesbian,
lesbians are
bisexual, women. Gay. Okay, right. What's next?
LGBT.
Mm-hmm.
T.
Right? T is transgender.
Okay, that'll be you.
That's me. Okay. I'm transgender. So I'm two letters. I'm transgender and I'm a lesbian.
Okay.
I'm TL. Right?
I'm a lesbian too.
There you go.
Okay.
Q, queer.
All right. Break down transgender.
Transgender.
Yeah.
Transgender is associating yourself with the gender that you were not assigned at birth or identifying yourself with neither gender or both genders.
So is there a blame for, do we blame anybody for that? Is it like the God made a mistake? Like,
no, I don't think so. I think that it's more of a chromosomal biological situation it's more of a brain chemistry thing because, you know, many, many scholars that have identify the brain chemistry of a trans woman and a cisgender woman, just which means a woman who was born and assigned female who also identifies as female, they saw no difference in the brain chemistries, you know, in accordance with their association with a male cisgender brain. So there is so much science behind this. I think the people that go against the grain and say like, well, this is just some shit you woke up and felt one day. You've never done the math. You've never done the science or the research, and all the research you've done is biased. We are biased creatures by nature. A lot of us try really hard to be non-biased. I try to be non-biased. Mm-hmm. But we have how we feel because how we were raised, right? Like in my writings, I have this analogy, and I don't know if I could recount it off the top of my head because I just wrote it earlier. But when you're in school and you're a child who misbehaves in class and the teacher can't seem to get you to sit down and take the lesson, right? The teacher becomes frustrated, right? But the counselor sits down with you and they try to identify your day-to-day life. They try to identify your home life. They try to identify who you are as a person so they can get down to the root of the problem, which is why you can't sit down in class and listen and take the lesson in, right? Yeah. I try to consider myself a counselor as a comedian as far as the LGBTQIA community is concerned and less of a teacher or an educator because I'm not just trying to throw these terms at you. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find out who you are and explain it in a way that you can understand how it affects you. And where exactly you stand in this whole situation.
Oh,
it's okay. Two different forms of care.
So we're L, B, G, now we're T, now we're Q next.
T
is transgender. She just explained to you, Chinese fucking best friend.
I have a lot of transmission problems. I put in D1, it goes freaking D5 right away. I can go up the mountain.
Let me tell you something. I got really offended. I took my car to the shop and shit, and the guy said, what you got is a tranny problem. I said, mind your business.
No, I have tranny problem in my car.
Yeah, I told him. Mind your business, motherfucker. He was like, no, I'm talking about the vehicle. I said, all right, my fault.
It's official, Motherfucker. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates, plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you Motherfuckers. All right, what's the next letter?
Q is in queer.
All right, what's a queer?
They get offended by that, right?
Tranny's like nigga.
Queen. Which one?
Tranny's like saying the word nigga?
Yeah, tranny's like saying the word nigga, bro.
God damn. Bro.
And it's a porn term. I say this on stage. I say I don't like the word tranny. It's offensive.
It's offensive.
Yeah, it's a porn term. Like, you wouldn't introduce your black friend Keisha as your ebony friend Keisha, would you? That's right. So don't call me a tranny in a frozen food section. Like, I'm just trying to go shopping like everybody else.
But queer is also offensive.
Queer is not offensive. Queer is included. No. Queer
I thought the whole world.
What is a queer?
Queer is like an umbrella term, pretty much. And I think queer is just somebody who's kind of just in the ether. They don't really identify with any, maybe all. You know, queer is just someone who's just not straight.
Okay, they just. Oh.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, they just not straight.
They just want everything. They just greedy.
They want what they can get. You keep saying
whatever. Okay, not greedy. Whatever they could get, they did.
Yeah, whatever they're straight. Attracted to. Today it might be this. Tomorrow might be this.
So like that. Yeah.
So that's almost like bisexual. Almost. Are they related?
Yeah. Well, sort of. See, when you think about a bisexual person, in accordance to a trans or a pansexual person, someone who's bisexual. Could say, like, oh, I'm only attracted to male or female. Someone who's pansexual may say, well, I'm attracted to male, female, and trans people. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. I like dick. I don't care if it's on a woman or a man. I want dick. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It doesn't matter. So that's queer. That's Q. I, intersex, we discussed this. You're born that way. You can't help that. And a lot of problems with being intersexed with society is that when children are born that way, they are to undergo certain surgeries and without consent of the child. You see, the parent will go for it, or
like
sometimes
Dwayne Wade's kid, right?
I think Dwayne Wade's child, she's transgender. I don't know if she's intersex.
Oh, I thought they wanted to. No, she I wanted think to change herself or something.
I think she's trans.
Oh, okay.
She's a trans female.
Okay, what's after Q?
I, intersex.
Okay, is it okay? Was it intersex?
It says born that way, born with both.
Oh, that's why you have
both. The last
you can have
one?
A, you can have a dick and ovaries.
Wow, can you? Is it possible to fuck yourself?
Only if you're a piece of shit. You can go fuck yourself. I'm just playing. No.
But it's going to be hard. You're going to bend your dick.
I'm confused.
No. If you have both, how far?
No, you can't. How can you have both?
You can't fuck yourself. How far
because
is it?
You can have a dick and ovaries, bro. People are born with six fingers, six toes sometimes, right? Right? People are born with different things, right?
Oh, they have that?
When has the water ever been clean? You know what I mean? You can have all kinds of things happening with you on the inside. You don't know. You have a dick and ovaries. It don't matter.
So intersex,
intersex.
How can I forget intersex? It's like so many people out there have both.
Right, so many people, a lot of people.
Intersex. I learned so much. Is there any other letters?
Asexual. Okay. Asexual just means you're not attracted to anybody.
What the fuck?
Nobody does it for you. You're not attracted to anybody. Nobody does it for you. You have no sexual attraction with anyone.
You don't like.
So you don't fuck nobody.
You don't fuck nobody.
Virgin forever.
You just jerk off or pledge yourself.
I think that there's a level of masturbation as an asexual person. You just don't have any sexual feelings towards anyone. But I'm not a.
Is there people out there that don't really want to fuck nothing?
Yeah, there's people out there that really don't want
to
fuck.
Get attracted to?
You know what they call?
What?
Motherfuckers.
That's
mother.
Funny. Well, no, they would imply that they fuck mothers.
They don't even fuck fathers.
I have never been so confused.
When's the last time you called somebody a father fucker?
Yeah, that is true.
Father fucker? You're...
That maybe a lot of women are father fuckers. They fuck men that...
They got
dads.
A husband and they got kids. They father fuckers. You father fucker.
Yeah, motherfucker. Fuck you, father fucker. I'm going to start using father fucker. Yeah,
you
father fucker.
Hey.
That's what I'm going to tell.
I'm going to tell
my lady that because I'm a father. You fucking me. You're none but a father fucker. Fuck you, bitch. You're a father fucker. You.
Just give me my credit.
Hey, father,
I like
fucker.
That.
Just give me that as Pink Fox says. And like, then say what you
say.
All right, so let me, because I got a little confused. I remember you told me before, you told me you was a child.
Yeah.
When you was four and you said.
I just didn't know. You don't know. You go with your brain chemistry. Whatever your brain is telling you. Your brain says female, you go with female. And then then the outside world comes in and says, no, you are this thing. And now you have to say, oh shit, let me adapt to what it means to be this thing.
Yeah, but when you said when you was 4 years old, you told the kid like, hey, I want a boyfriend.
I want to be your girlfriend. Or I want you to be my boyfriend, whatever. Like, you're in the schoolyard. You just want to be like your homegirls.
Okay, you told him I want to be your... I was confused. Did you say you want to be your boyfriend or you want to be your girlfriend?
No, I said... I was like, oh, I like you. You should be my boyfriend. Yeah.
But then now you're grown, but you still like...
Well, I'm grown now. Yeah, I didn't really like boys. That wasn't my thing. I was just trying to be like my homegirl.
Oh, okay.
She was like, oh, my God, this boy is so cute. I'm going to tell him. I was like, oh, no, bitch. Not if I tell him first, you know, this type of shit.
Yeah, but, I mean, I could tell. And so, I mean, you saying there's time where you, like, you could just make it, like, weave and all of that. How you like it? But, I mean, your hair has grown.
Yeah, my hair has grown out, but I've definitely had weave before. I still get hair sewn in and shit.
Can you imagine, like,
ponytails and all that?
Ponytail, and then she's got, with this badass bitch.
I show you pictures. I send pictures to you.
You did. I did.
Show pictures. Whoever's editing this, we'll get some pictures to y'all with me fully dressed and everything when I'm like bad, you know.
So they're just like a chilling off right now.
Yeah, you know why? Because I, as a female comedian, a lot of the time it's hard for men to look past short skirts, low cut tops, things like that, and get the funny. That's an issue. If you talk to any female comedian, they'll tell you that's an issue sometimes. getting past the looks so that you can actually hear the jokes. And what I found is it's just easier for me when I'm still in women's clothing. I'm still in a women's shirt, V-neck, still in women's jeans. For me to just dress.
Michael Blackson has those jeans.
Yeah.
I believe it. Not as cut promiscuous. Like that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But and yeah, then when I wear those, I leave my dick at home because it's not going to fit in them tight ass fucking jeans.
I got mine in the book bag right now. My dick's in the bag. So that's
dope. You see, we learned so much today, man.
We learned so much.
Dave Chappelle should have been sitting here, got his fucking lessons on his LGBTQAI.
Hey, yeah. You know what? You said it out of order, but it doesn't matter because you got the letters right.
L is for the way you look.
I can't wait to come and see your stand-up. I definitely want to check it out. For sure, do you talk a lot about your personal life?
I do. I get on stage. The first words out of my mouth are, I'm transgender. And if you can't tell me, the pills are working. I'm getting my fucking money's worth.
How's your titties coming in?
Nice, man. These are mine. I grew these.
That looks like, I'm a guess with your bra size because it's titty Tuesday.
Yeah, Mike is really good.
I'm good at guessing titty size. All right.
Used to work for
I don't know if the camera can see that, but I don't want to show nipples.
No, I don't. You are like you're not that big, though. You're like a 36C.
Damn.
36C? Am I close?
Yeah, that was right.
Damn, motherfucker.
He's a titty expert. Titty expert. He's a titologist.
Yeah, 36C, motherfucker.
I'm a 36C. Yeah. Wow. And I grew these. I got no surgery, man. I got no work on my body, nothing. This estrogen.
You ain't take no pills?
I take shots. Estrogen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, weekly. And pills. I take T blockers.
So she's a transgender and a lesbian. That's what I'm. She's 2-in-1.
Yeah.
I'm just a lesbian. And what's the last letter? I don't like anybody.
Asexual.
I like everybody, except for the men. I like all women. So what letter is that?
G, I'm just. For greedy.
Yeah, they need to add that G.
Yeah, G for greedy,
in
right?
And
well, thank you for joining us, man. I had so much fun, and we learned a lot today.
Yeah,
thank you.
Learned so much. The whole world.
You my new bitch from here on. God
damn it. The new world. The whole world learned.
See, Chinese breastfriend. Out of all them letters, which one you think you are? If you was to get close to any, I'm lesbian. Don't be a lesbian either, motherfucker. A lesbian is anybody that like women. I like women. What are you, Chinese best friend?
I am a lesbian too. I don't have a choice, Michael Blackson.
Thank you for joining us. Another episode of Mother Sucker Podcast.
I've been your host. Mike.
Give them your IGs so they can follow you.
I'm comedian Pink Fox, PinkFox, comedian in front of that, on Instagram. And I am comedian Pink Fox on Twitter as well. You guys can see me traveling the country with D. Ray Davis on the Here to Help tour. Or you can catch me on Patton Oswalt's tour. I'll be in Detroit, Minneapolis, 11, 5, and 6 at the State Theater and at the Fillmore coming up. And I love you guys. And I hope that I'm doing the best I can for my community and in comedy.
That's right.
And thank you so much, Michael Blacks, for having me.
Thanks for joining me.
I'm a Tri-State General.
I'm a lesbian, guys. Woo-hoo! I'm the first letter on the LGBT.
The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by iHeartRadio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King for the Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.